Welcome to the deep dive. Have you ever had that amazing story idea? You know, the characters are just buzzing in your head, but then you open that blank document and just freeze.
Oh, absolutely. That blank page stare.
Yeah. It feels like, I don't know, trying to climb a huge mountain with just a vague idea at the top, but no map, no gear. Writing a book, it can feel massive, right?
It really can. Overwhelming.
But what if there were tools, like actual strategic guides, to help you navigate, to make that whole journey from idea to, you know, finished book feel less daunting and maybe even exciting?
Exactly. And that's what we're digging into today.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into book writing templates and outlines. We're looking at sources on plot, character building, whole series, and the digital tools that can really change the game.
Indeed. And what's fascinating, I think, is that it's not just about being tidy or organized. It's how structure, how that bit of pre-planning can actually, well, supercharge your creativity.
Supercharge? How so?
Well, it stops you from getting lost in that that wilderness of ideas. It lets your unique voice, your story, really shine through clearly. It's like building a solid foundation, right? So your creativity can really flourish on top of it.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Plot. We all kind of know what it is, but what makes a plot really, really work? What are the sources saying?
Well, fundamentally, plot is the backbone, the skeleton of your story. It gives it that structure, that direction from A to B to Z. Mm-hmm. But the key thing our sources emphasize is it's not just a summary of events.
Right, not just this happened, then this happened.
Exactly. It's about how you structure it, the pacing, how things progress to keep the reader hooked. It's the difference between, say, a list and a journey.
Okay. So how do writers ensure that journey is compelling? Are there common frameworks?
Yes. Definitely. Writers often lean on established structures. One of the oldest is Freytag's pyramid. You might remember it from like literature class.
Vaguely, like a triangle shape.
That's the one. Inspired by Greek tragedies. It's got 5 points. Exposition, rising action, climax, falling action, and resolution. Think of it like a symphony, you know? Each part builds, leading to that big crescendo and then a satisfying finish.
Okay, that makes sense for a single tight story. What about the hero's journey? That feels bigger, more epic.
It often is. The hero's journey is this classic 12-step pattern. You see it everywhere in myths, legends, even modern blockbusters.
Like Star Wars or Harry Potter.
Precisely. It takes the hero from their normal world. They get a call to adventure, face trials, and then return, but changed, usually with some wisdom. Both Freytag and the hero's journey, they really stress raising the stakes constantly in that rising action part.
To keep you glued to the page, right?
Exactly. Keep you invested. Now, some people worry, does using a structure like this make it predictable? Formulaic?
Yeah, I can see that concern.
But the insight here is that these aren't rigid boxes. They're more like flexible skeletons. They provide that essential tension and release, but you fill in all the unique details, the surprises, the character moments within that structure. They stop you from just wandering aimlessly.
Okay, so we have the plot and these structures to guide it. But what makes that skeleton, you know, come alive?
Yeah, well, there has to be the characters, right? They're the heart and the soul.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they can't just be static pieces moving around the plot board. They need to change, evolve.
100%. Character arcs are vital. The protagonist you meet on page one shouldn't be the same person by the end. They need to grow, learn, overcome flaws, maybe find a new purpose.
Like Katniss Everdeen, she starts out just trying to survive.
Perfect example. She goes from pure survival mode in District 12 to becoming this, well, this reluctant symbol for an entire rebellion. That transformation, that's the character plot development. It's how their personal journey is woven right into the plot's events. Challenges shape them, force decisions.
It makes the story feel so much more dynamic, more real. Because believable characters, if they don't evolve, the audience just checks out. It doesn't matter how clever the plot is.
Totally. You lose interest fast.
So how do we make them believable? Like really believable, psychologically deep? Any tricks from the sources on that?
Yes. This is where it gets quite interesting. Some sources suggest using psychological models, like the Big Five personality traits. Have you heard of those?
Vaguely, like extroversion, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism, conscientiousness, and openness. Now, the trick isn't just listing traits. It's about making your character maybe average on most, but then pushing one or two traits towards the extreme.
No. Okay. So not perfectly balanced, but distinctive.
Precisely. Most real people are kind of in the middle on these. So a character who is extremely introverted or maybe super high on conscientiousness, they immediately stand out. Think of Grace Frazier in The Undoing. Her specific mix of traits made her fascinating and unpredictable under pressure.
Right. It gives them unique ways of reacting. But is it just about traits? I remember hearing about choices under pressure being key.
Yes. That's a crucial point, often linked to the screenwriting teacher Robert McKee. He argues, and many agree, that while personality traits are a starting point, true character is ultimately revealed by the choices someone makes when things get tough.
So actions really do speak louder than words or even personality profiles.
In narrative, absolutely. It's about putting them in that crucible.
How do we create those moments of pressure effectively without it feeling like we're just manipulating puppets?
Well, that loops right back to those plot structures. The rising action, the obstacles in the hero's journey, those are the pressure cookers. You don't just say a character is brave. You put them in a situation where they have to choose bravery despite being terrified.
Gotcha. Show, don't just tell their true nature through their choices.
Exactly. Push them, and their real character emerges.
Okay, so plot structure gives direction. Character arcs give heart and depth. Now, how do we actually manage all of this? It still sounds like a lot to juggle. This is where templates and outlines come in, right?
This is exactly where they shine. Think of book writing templates or outlines as those strategic blueprints we talked about. They're structured frameworks to help you plan, organize, and build your narrative effectively.
And what are the big benefits? Why bother?
Well, several key things. First, clarity and direction. An outline is like your GPS. It keeps you on track, especially when plots get complicated, frees up your brain to focus on the actual writing, the prose.
Makes sense. Less getting lost.
Second, time and efficiency. It might feel like extra work up front, but trust me, it saves tons of time later by reducing huge structural rewrites.
Oh, I can believe that. Fewer dead ends.
Third, it really helps combat writer's block. When you hit a wall, a clear outline shows you the next step. It makes just writing less scary because you know where you're generally headed. And for nonfiction especially, there's this concept called a fat outline.
A fat outline? What's that? Right. Sounds substantial.
It kind of is. It's basically a really fleshed out outline for nonfiction. More than just headings, it includes bullet points, key arguments, maybe even rough sentences or paragraphs for each section. It's low stakes.
Ah, so it's almost like a messy first draft, but just the core ideas.
Pretty much. It means you're never really staring at a totally blank page for a chapter. You're just expanding on existing notes. It makes drafting way less intimidating and pre-resistant to a writer's block.
That sounds genuinely useful. What else?
Finally, problem prevention.
Yeah.
Outlines give you that bird's eye view. You can spot plot holes, inconsistent character behavior, pacing issues before you've written 50,000 words. Saves massive headaches.
Okay, sold on the why. What about the how? What kinds of outlines are there?
Good question. There's the traditional novel outline, which can be super detailed, like scene by scene or chapter by chapter. Very thorough.
Right, the classic bullet points.
Then you have the beat sheet. This comes more from screenwriting. It focuses on hitting key beats or pivotal moments in the story. It gives structure, but maybe a bit more flexibility on the bits in between.
Okay, like hitting the major plot turns.
Exactly. And for people who think more visually, there's the mind map. You start with a central idea, maybe your protagonist or theme, and branch out with connected plot points, characters, ideas. Great for brainstorming and seeing connections.
Yeah, I like that visual approach.
Mm-hmm.
Are there templates for more specific things too, like characters or world building?
Oh, absolutely. You can have detailed chapter outlines, and character profiles or development sheets are huge. They help you map everything, appearance, backstories, psychology, motivations, how they relate to others.
You really know them.
Inside and out, so you know how they'd react consistently. For fantasy or sci-fi, there are even intense world-building templates, like
right.
One called the Leviathan Method, with like 52 steps.
52 steps.
Yeah, the point isn't necessarily to do all 52, but it shows the level of detail you can go into from physics to social structures to make your world feel real and consistent.
That's incredible depth. What about smaller story threads?
Subplots. Templates can help you weave those in, too. They add richness, like vitamins for your main plot. Think of Tom and Myrtle in The Great Gatsby. Their affair adds tension and echoes the main themes.
Right, adds layers.
And finally, templates can help you track and integrate themes and motifs. You know, the deeper meanings, the recurring symbols or ideas like power in Game of Thrones or sacrifice in Lord of the Rings makes the story stick with you.
It really sounds like there's a tool for almost every part of the process. And luckily, we don't have to just use pen and paper anymore, right? There's software for this.
Definitely. There's a ton of software out there. The key is finding what fits your style and needs.
What are some examples?
Well, Plotmin gets mentioned a lot. It's praised for being very visual and easy to use, drag and drop scenes, lots of built-in templates for plot structures like the hero's journey, character bios. Great if you like seeing the whole picture laid out.
Some good for plotters.
Yes. Its world building is maybe a bit less robust, though. Then there's Scrivener, which is like a Swiss Army knife for writers. It manages research, notes, drafts, everything. Loads of built-in templates, plus community ones. Great for complex projects, or if you write non-linearly.
So Scrivener is more of an all-in-one writing environment.
Pretty much. Dabble is another one that integrates outlining and character notes right alongside your manuscript as you write. And honestly, even tools like Microsoft Word or Google Docs have usable templates.
Right, you don't always need fancy software.
Not at all. And then for the final stage, getting it ready to publish, there are dedicated formatting apps like Readzy Book Editor, Vellum, Atticus. They make sure your ebook or print book looks professional. The main thing is the tool should help you, not dictate how you work.
Okay, that's a lot of great tools for a single book. But what happens when you're thinking bigger? Like an entire series? That must add layers of complexity.
Oh, it absolutely does. Series outlining basically takes all the benefits we just talked about and scales them up. You're managing multiple plot lines, way more characters, maybe deeper world building, all across several books.
So why outline a whole series? Seems like a huge task.
It is, but the payoff can be immense. It gives you that roadmap for the entire narrative arc, ensures consistency in plot, themes, character development from book one to the end. It stops you getting lost halfway through book three, wondering where it's all going.
And lets you plant seeds early on.
Exactly. You can set up that big, satisfying series finale right from the beginning. J.K. Rowling is famous for this, right? She knew the ending of Harry Potter pretty much from the start.
That's amazing foresight. But how do you outline something that huge without getting totally bogged down? Do you plan every single scene for all seven books up front?
Generally, no. The recommended approach is to outline the overarching story arc for the whole series. First, know the beginning, the major turning points, and the end. But you don't necessarily need a super detailed outline for, say, book five when you're still writing book one.
Okay, so big picture first, details later. Allows for some flexibility.
Precisely. Flexibility is key. And crucially, sources stress that each book needs to feel complete in itself. It should have its own mini plot, its own goals that get resolved within that book, even while serving the larger series arc.
Like a satisfying episode of a TV show versus the whole season arc.
Great analogy. Think of the Aubrey Maturin novels. Each is a complete adventure, but they all contribute to the larger goal of defeating Napoleon, and for cliffhangers. Use loose ends from the main series plot to hook readers, not usually from the immediate conflict of that book.
So resolve the book's main problem, but leave the bigger series questions hanging, like in Thor, the Dark World ending.
Exactly that. Tease the next stage of the bigger conflict.
And characters, their arcs must get way more complex across a series.
Definitely. Their series arc is guided by a larger theme, their ultimate transformation. But interestingly, a character might go through different types of arcs in individual books. Maybe a disillusionment arc in book one, where they lose faith in something.
Okay.
Then maybe a corruption arc in book two, making bad choices. And then perhaps a positive change arc in book three, overcoming those flaws, all feeding into their overall series-long journey.
Wow, that's intricate. How do you make sure the books connect smoothly then?
Through those overarching plot threads, foreshadowing planted earlier, evolving relationships. A good tip is to treat past books' events like backstory. Only bring it up if it's relevant now, and please don't keep repeating character bio 101 in every book. Readers hate that.
Yeah, that gets old fast. Okay, this all sounds very planned, very structured. But what about writers who aren't natural planners? Is there only one right way? What about the pantsers?
Ha! Yes. The eternal debate, plotters versus pantsers, it raises a really important question. And the answer is no, there's absolutely no single right way.
So you have the meticulous plotters like J.K. Rowling.
And then the pantsers, like Stephen King famously says he is, who discover the story as they write, flying by the seat of their pants.
But most people are somewhere in between.
Exactly. Most writers are probably hybrids. They might outline key points but leave room for discovery, or they focus heavily on character and let that drive the plot. The crucial insight here is flexibility.
So the outline isn't set in stone.
Not at all. It should be a living document. It needs to evolve as your story and characters inevitably surprise you. If a new idea or a character taking an unexpected turn makes the story better, deeper, more exciting, you absolutely should deviate from the plan.
I've definitely heard some writers worry that outlining too much kills the spontaneity, that creative spark. Is that a valid concern? Can structure become a cage?
It's a very valid concern for some people. And yes, if you treat an outline like rigid instructions you must follow, it absolutely can feel like a cage and stifle creativity. That's where finding your balance is key.
Oh, maybe a looser outline. Or focusing on different elements.
Right. Maybe you just outline the big turning points. Maybe you focus intensely on your character profiles and trust their motivations will generate the plot organically. The goal of the outline is always to support your writing process, not to dictate it. If it feels like it's getting in the way, you adjust it.
Make it work for you.
Make it work for you. The whole point is to ease that transition into drafting. Like we said with the fat outline for nonfiction, it breaks things down. Some fiction writers like to write the scenes they're most excited about first. Even out of order, just save them somewhere. Or if they get stuck, just type, explain how they escape here and keep moving to maintain momentum.
Placeholders. Smart. Don't let one tricky bit stop the whole train.
Exactly. Keep the flow going.
Wow, we've really covered a lot today. From plot structures and deep character work to outlining single books, whole series, and all the tools available, it seems clear that templates and outlines, they aren't about boxing you in.
Not at all.
It's more about empowering your creativity, giving you guardrails so you can take those exciting detours without getting completely lost.
Right.
It's about making the writing process maybe more enjoyable, more purposeful.
I think that's exactly it. And if we connect it back, when you really understand your characters deeply, maybe through those profiles we talked about, even tiny details you know about them can spark unexpected plot twists later on. It makes the story feel both surprising and inevitable somehow.
That's a great point. The character knowledge fuels plot discovery.
Right. So for you listening, the real takeaway is to experiment. Try a mind map. Try a detailed beat sheet. Try a character questionnaire. See what clicks with your brain, your process. Are you a plotter, a pantser, a hybrid? Finding that out, finding your best way to build that blueprint, that's part of the adventure.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us in this deep dive into bringing those amazing stories to life. Keep writing, keep exploring those structures and characters, and keep those pages turning.